Montana, State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The University of Montana, under new leadership, Dr. Jeremiah Shin officially taking the helm as the university's 20th president this week. He said his immediate goal is to ensure the university remains closely aligned with both student needs and the demands of the modern workforce.
The university, as an economic driver for the state, is to me an underappreciated facet of what we do. And I don't know what the economic impact yet of University of Montana is, but it's significant. And it's certainly more than I think a lot of Montanans know and appreciate. And so that's a conversation that I would really look forward to having with business and industry, and also finding ways to invite them into the university. We need business and industry partnering with us, hiring our students, hiring our interns, giving us a perspective on how to be sure that our curriculum is aligned with workforce need.
Flathead County moving forward with its fiscal plans for this coming year, and the budget looks a little different. The County Board of Commissioners released details yesterday, a 2027 budget showing $146 million in revenue against $204 million in expenses. County officials explained that difference is for the construction of the new public safety facility. Nearly $50 million of the budget is earmarked for the project. That's the money that was approved for it, with the voters giving their approval of bonds a few months ago. And in Northwest news, another big warning about driving to Washington this summer as the state shifts to a system that's catching tens of thousands of speeding drivers. Washington highway commuters facing a staggering wave of automated traffic fines as state transportation officials aggressively enforce highway safety. The Tacoma News Tribune reports the automated speed enforcement cameras, which are new this year, deployed across active state work zones, have officially logged over 85,000 individual speed infractions already this year. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.